The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So at this time, I want to welcome all of our audience that's joining us either live or by the rebroadcast of this. Again, this is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Before we get into today's subject and today's podcast, we want you to make sure that you download our free app. It is available on Apple and is available on Android. If you're watching live, when we finish the broadcast, make sure you go to your Apple store, your Android store, and get our app today so you can keep up with all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, as well as our latest podcast. So again, it's available and it's free for your convenience. So we got a double header lined up today. We're going to be talking about new evidence of giants or Nephilim that have been discovered that is coming up in a new docuseries. And we're going to talk about that today. And then on our second half, we're going to talk about what is up with all the birds dying. There's been almost every week, there's been another headline coming out about birds dying. So let's get after this thing. Our first half of the segment, this is a headline from the Jerusalem Post. It's an Israeli affiliate. And here's the headline: evidence of biblical giants found in northern Israel. A new docuseries will present rare research look at the Nephilim. So let's talk about this a little bit today. This is interesting. A soon-to-be-released docuseries will present a rare and research look at one of the most perplexing biblical topics on Nephilim or giants. Produced by the Inspiration Network's a faith-based family entertainment network called Angels and Giants, The Watchers and Nephilim. Sounds like something right up my alley. I don't know about you, but that would be something I would really enjoy to watch. This new docuseries will present 4 one-hour segments that are a series of investigations into the theories behind the biblical giants. Rudy Landa, who is a senior producer and director at the Inspiration Networks, and company CEO David Cirillo decided to make the film 3 years ago, and their enthusiasm for the subject fueled by their love of the Bible. According to Landa, the Bible describes the Nephilim in several places. The main commentary of the Nephilim happens in Genesis chapter 6. And he says that most people cruise right over that passage. Now, of course, we're not going to quote that to you, not show it to you. So let's go ahead and bring that up. This is Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to be reading from the New King James. We're going to read from the King James today. This is the King James, Genesis 6, 1 through 8. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, and again, you've heard me say this several times, that is a Hebrew word, sons of God, for it is Bani Elohim. Because this is not men as in what we know as in flesh and blood men, but these sons of God are angels. They saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord saw this and said, quote, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also flesh, and yet his days shall be 120 years. Now, why did God say that? Because God was grieved at what just happened here. Verse 4, there were giants, and that's Nephilim. That's where we're getting at. The Hebrew word Nephilim, it comes here from this word giants. There were giants in the earth in those days and also after that. Now, where did these giants come from? Well, it tells you. When the sons of God, and we've already established who these sons of God were, they were angels. When these angels or these sons of God came into the daughters of men, they had relations with them and they bore children unto them. So practically speaking, the offspring of these sons of God with these daughters of men produce these demigods, meaning they were half humanity and half angelic. All right? They became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. So this is a description given to these giants, these Nephilims. And God saw, again, what was the response of God? It says that he saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Why was it wicked? Why was it great? And what accelerated the wickedness of men in the earth? It was this offspring. It was this mingling of the seed, the corruption of the seed of these sons of God and the daughters of men that produced a lineage of demigods that were half angelic and half man, and they were evil in their works. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. I'll elaborate a little bit more in detail about that as soon as we finish the scripture. And it repented the Lord, or the Lord was sorry that he had made man upon the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast. Now, why did he have to do this? Because he had to eliminate the corrupted seed and the creeping thing in the fowls of the air. For it repented me that I've made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Now, why did God... Okay, notice it said that he had to destroy man, but then he said beast, creeping thing, and fowls of the air. I want to elaborate a little bit more on that, and then we'll go into the rest of this this article. If you go to ancient Jewish text and writings that have been documented, they go into far more detail about what we would call the days of Noah. And in the writings of the books of 1st and 2nd Enoch, the details that are given there tells you that these giants, when they came into fruition, when they began to populate the earth, they began to corrupt humanity by teaching. Listen to me. They begin to teach the daughters of men and the men how to do things that originated, or the origin of it was from the quote unquote watchers or the angels that were in heaven that fell with Lucifer. So if, again, you can find all this in more detail in these books, but it talks about how these angels taught mankind how to make weapons, how to produce enchantments and sorcery and witchcraft. It even taught them cannibalism, the drinking of blood of the flesh. And this is why God prohibited it and he condemned it. He said, do not partake of the blood of the animal or the blood, because the life of the flesh is in the blood. And it goes on. He talks about in the book of the 1st and 2nd Enoch, it talks about in description and detail. It talks about how these angels that did not hold their first estate, but again, they revolted with Lucifer in the fall. They began to teach women how to dress to provoke lust and to entice men. So if you ever want to know the origin of where all this came from, that's where it originated from. I am absolutely 100% convinced that the origin of horror movies, zombies movies, come on somebody, the movies about cannibalism and drinking blood and vampires and werewolves and all these things about mythology that's come to Hollywood and coming into TV series and coming into shows like The Walking Dead and so on and so forth, all the origin of this stuff, you could trace it all the way back to the beginning when this all first started. But it goes even deeper than that, and it tells us in the days of Noah that these men, the men that was there at that time, they began to, they would take the birds of the air and the beasts of the field, they would begin to perform experiments and mingle their genetic makeover, their blood, their cells, and they would try to create offspring that was corrupted because it was the mingling of the seed. Did you know that in the Bible? It talks about don't mingle the seed. So again, if you ever want to know a deeper understanding of why God repented and why he had to wipe the slate clean and start over, that's why. So according to this documentary or this series of this series in this documentary, the main commentary of the Nephilim, according to Landa, says that the Nephilim were the offspring of heavenly beings who were placed in the spiritual realm to watch over the earth in those days. They were principalities in the heavenly realm. Now, I'm going to drop a heavy, I guess, a nugget or whatever you want to call that in just a second. In the sixth chapter of Genesis, the Bible says the sons of Elohim cohabited with the daughters of men, and the offspring of these unions were called Nephilim, a race of giants that lived on the earth. Again, we've covered that. We've talked about that. The docuseries brings the biblical sources, but it should be interesting for non-religious viewers. He goes on to say that let me get here. It says, quote, we seek out actual proof, the traces and clues that are out there in the world and not just the faith-based claims, because there is so much archaeological evidence that needs to be explored. And we have to appreciate that. That's great that he's doing that because he's reaching all sides. The subject can easily become sensationalized, and Landa stressed that he did not want to take the approach. He enlisted the help of author Douglas Van Dorn, who has just written a book on this very subject to guide the project. According to the report, quote, we present the evidence and we invite people to research to reach their own conclusions. Quote, we are not dogmatic and we don't hide anything. We bring the sources, encourage the viewer to ask questions, to continue to study and do their own research. According to the report, the search takes them around the globe to Egypt, Peru, and even the United States. But most significantly, the docuseries begins in the Golan Heights in Israel. Quote, it makes sense to start in Israel where the story of the Nephilim began. I agree with that. Quote, and that is the Golan. The Book of Enoch, again, which is an apocryphal 2nd century BCE source attributed to the great-grandfather of biblical Noah, describes the Nephilim and claims the name of Mount Hermon is derived from the Hebrew word cherum, meaning to be banished. According to the Book of Enoch, the Nephilim were banished from heaven and sent to earth at Mount Hermon, the region known as Bashan. And it is where Og, who was one of the giants, the king, came out against the Israelites at the time of the entrance into the promised land. Landa's research of the truth also brought him to the Gilgal Rephaim wheel of the giants and an enigmatic rock formation in the Golan. From the ground, it appears as random piles of rock, but from above, it is quite impressive, revealing itself to be five concentric rings with the outer ring measuring more than 500 feet wide. And by the way, guys, if you want to find the article, you can go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Again, the original source is the Jerusalem Post, and they actually have a photo there of what we're talking about right here. At its center is a mound of loose stones over 65 feet in diameter and over 16 feet tall, covering a central chamber carved into solid rock. Archaeologists generally place the beginning of the construction as early as 3500 BCE. The purpose of Gilgal Rephaim is still a mystery and the focus of scholarly debate. There are theories that claim that Og was buried at this very location. The documentary explores the theory that the center of the structure was used as an excarnation chamber where the body was allowed to decompose. The bones would have later been interred in a huge serpentine structure of loose stones adjacent to stone rings. Quote, This dual arrangement, circles of stones near a serpentine mound, appears in several places around the world where it was known to be used as a necropolis for this form of burial. Landa explained that, quote, one such prehistoric serpentine mound is, quote, Serpent Mound in Ohio. Again, that's in the United States. The name Bashan is derived from Proto-Semitic root Agaritic term BTN, meaning serpent. So this guy's getting real deep. Again, so you can read his full article. And this is going to be interesting. So if you guys want to check out the documentary, but let me talk about this. Here's where it gets, I want to talk about how it gets even more intriguing. And that is, there is other Christian archaeologists and scientists that have found the remains of skeletal remains of what we would consider giants today. Massive skulls, massive femurs that was far greater than the normal, typical, average human being. And these are all intriguing. So again, if you remember, David dealt with these even after the flood. Somehow there was still a remaining remnant of them that David had to kill off. So we see this, and it's of my opinion. Again, I can't prove this, but it's of my opinion that these giants, these Nephilim, were also responsible for building structures in places like Egypt that archaeologists and scientists have been baffled for years because they can't understand or they can't crack the enigma on how a civilization back then who had no earth-moving technology or equipment could be able to create these stone hinges and these pyramids and how they were able to get these stones and these structures put together. It's my opinion. Again, you can agree or disagree. It doesn't matter. It's just an opinion. But it's my opinion that these giants were directly involved in building those structures. And you can go back and study all the way into ancient Samaria and Babylon and Egypt and all those historical findings and writings. And you're going to find the hieroglyphics that are written on certain wall and the paintings and everything. And you can see where there's these men, and especially in Egypt, the writings and the different things that are demonstrated, it depicts these massive, tall beings, and they're standing beside average individuals, and they're towering over top of them. So again, it's something to ponder on, and it's very intriguing, and it's very interesting, to say the least. Now, I told you I was going to drop a nugget on you. Have you ever asked yourself this question? And that is, where did evil spirits come from? Now, when you read the New Testament and you even read the Old Testament speaks of demons and devils and spirits. The New Testament talks about spirits of infirmity. It talks about spirits of fear. It talks about an evil spirit, a lying spirit. It names spirits directly involved in humanity. Now, here's something interesting that I want to throw out at you. Spirits were never mentioned until after the flood. Read it, go study it. Spirits, let me say that again. Demonic spirits were never mentioned until after the flood. It is a theory by many scholars that spirits are the eternal spirit, demonic spirits, demons, I guess just makes this more applicable where you can understand this. Demons are, again, this is a lot of theologians believe this, are actually the departed spirits of the dead giants. Now, why is that? Because again, remember, the giants, the Nephilim, were not purebloods. They were not like you and I. They were demigods. So God could not allow them to go into Abraham's bosom. I'm speaking Old Testament. This is before New Testament. So their spirit and body remained on the earth. And of course, because of the lineage, the blood, the DNA that was running through their body, they automatically sided with Satan and his legion, his army, his ranks. Because remember, Ephesians 6, there's what? Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. So again, of all the theories that I've heard, now, am I saying that there is not, because there, I believe with all my heart, there is demonic angels. We call them prince spirits. Daniel dealt with one of those. Remember in the book of Daniel, it said that when he was praying and fasting for 21 days, he was seeking the answer, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him that the Lord had heard his prayer on day one, but it was hindered because he wrestled, the angel speaking said he was contending with the prince of Persia. Now, that is not a demonic spirit. That is a principality. That's a whole other ballgame, guys. That is a demonic angel. And then the Bible mentions a prince of Grecia. So these are principality demonic angels that are assigned over regions. And then we know, according to, what is it, the book of Peter, that there is angels that are bound in the deep. They're bound in chambers under the earth, and they will be released in the end of days. We know that there's four angels that are bound in the river Euphrates. And according to what John saw in the book of Revelation, they will be loosed and they will be released during the tribulation. So those are angels. Those are chief principality demonic angels that are in rank with Satan. But I'm talking about demonic spirits. Does this make sense to anybody? This makes sense to me, and it is the most plausible explanation that I've ever heard of. Makes total sense to me. And this is where we have in the earth demons, spirits that are mentioned and torment humanity. And they have been. Okay, so this is intriguing. Again, if you want to check that out, go to the Jerusalem Post. It's a soon-to-be-released docuseries. I'm excited about this. Looking forward to seeing this. So we're going to shift gears. I'm going to take you and talk about something else that I think is very interesting. And that is, what in the world is going on? And again, this is no, and in fact, from my knowledge and my understanding, this has been going on. The real notable occurrence of this, I could say, really took place in January 1st, 2011. of course, all the wildlife experts and the scientists and all those individuals came, and they try to explore, they try to explain it away. And they say, well, we really can't find an explanation. So they begin to go down the line and say, well, it's not this and it's not that, and it's got to be this. And it was all theories, and it was never anything solid or concrete. So since 2011, this has been going on, and you'll see pockets of it here and there. But I've noticed over the last 3 months or so, there's been a real, and actually longer than that, I'd say since July of last year, there's been a real uptick of all these just birds just dying. Here's one right here. This is a quote, eerie sight as 200 dead birds fall from the sky and rain down on cars in what they, what's what eyewitnesses call a massacre. One individual was shocked when she saw hundreds of dead birds simply dropping from the sky on Thursday evening. Again, with eyewitnesses saying the scene looked like a massacre. According to the report, drivers was greeted with an eerie sight as dead birds lying on the road looked like a massacre, and its mystery as to what happened remains. Michaela Pritchard said she was traveling on the road between Waterston and Hazel Beach. And I believe this is in the United Kingdom or in Britain, on Thursday evening when she saw the surreal spectacle. One man added he heard a loud bang before seven or eight birds rained down on his car in nearby Waterston. There was seemingly little explanation for what caused around 200 birds to die suddenly, with some pointing to the nearby Dragon LNG gas company plant as a possible cause. Again, this was on Wales Online. People suggested other theories for why the birds had died, including electrocution or being chased by a bird of prey at dusk before hitting the road surface. And I'm going to tell you now, there's all kinds of theories that's going around, including 5G, bird flu, and then I'm going to talk about a mysterious disease that's killing birds, and we'll talk about that in a second. Could this, it's, it popped up in America, we'll talk about that in just a minute. Is it possible that it's this mysterious disease that they don't even know what it is has now spread out and gone overseas? Ian McCaffrey works in Waterston, and said some birds fell out of the sky onto his car just after he heard a large electrical type bang. And he said when he left work, he said he heard the bang and with a loud and saw a load of birds landed on his car. He recognized at least six that landed on the ground and said, quote, every now and again you will hear a bang that is coming from what I think is a crow scare that farmers use. However, this bang was more like an electrical bang, not quite as loud as lightning, but similar. Quote, it's like there were hundreds of birds in the sky and all of a sudden, boom, they just died and fell to the ground. So again, and this is not the only one, guys. Let me show you some more. Then this one made its rounds all over social media. It was on TikTok, it was on Instagram, it was on Facebook, it was on Twitter, it was on YouTube. Huge flock of birds seen on video mysteriously dropping dead in mid-flight.
You may have seen that dramatic video of hundreds of birds literally falling from the sky into a neighborhood. What on earth was going on?
It's perfectly calm when suddenly this happens. A flock of black birds swirl to the ground. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. Hundreds of the birds appear like a plume of black smoke. A moment later, many of them fly off, but lots are killed on impact. The video was caught on a surveillance camera in Mexico. So, what's going on here? There is speculation the birds were hit by toxic fumes or electrocuted. But this expert says they were likely under attack by a predator.
My best guess is this is a predator. This is a hawk or a falcon that's come in into the flock.
Whatever the cause, it's pretty amazing.
Authorities are baffled by the still ongoing viral video, which shows close to 100 birds crashing to the ground in northern Mexico with seemingly, here it is, no explanation. Authorities are still struggling to explain a viral video showing all this. Security footage shows close to 100 yellow-headed blackbirds migrating from northern Canada, Mexico for the winter, crashing to the ground to the northern Mexican city of Chichagua. I hope I pronounced that right. The incident took place on the morning of February the 7th. Local police investigated the scene and confirmed they had found hundreds of dead birds. Local affiliate there reported that local residents called the police after they came across the dead birds on their roads and paths. Authorities are left baffled about what caused the birds' deaths to begin with one local vet suggesting that they could have inhaled toxic fumes from a nearby heater or been victims of an, quote, overcharge from electricity cables. Now, don't you think that's interesting? I think it's interesting that that same theory. Now, here you have China and you have Wales, England. And you have same theory in two different locations. Again, they can't give a solid explanation, so they throw all these theories out. Well, it could be this, it could be that. However, it might have equally been down to cold temperatures. Oh, it's cold temperatures. Now, I mean, how cold was it, guys? I mean, really. I mean, I lived up in, some of you guys live in Michigan. Some of you, you know, I've lived in Indiana, and it got really cold. And in all my years of living there, I never saw it so cold that flocks of birds just dropped out of the sky dead. Birds flying in murmation, which is when a large group of birds all flying together and a change direction together, is usually a graceful affair. However, it is possible that this flock made a miscalculation while trying to evade a predator. Oh, that's what it was. It was they were avoiding a predator. Oh, did they get electrocuted? Was it gas fumes? Was it a cold snap? What? Come on. Again, this all the eerie sight was a shocking thing to witness for one woman as she stumbled on the birds lying in the street. Again, now I want to show you another one. So we here again, we have Wales, we have Mexico. Now, here's another story that we reported on yesterday. Now, this was from Virginia. At Radford University, over 55 robins found dead.
Let's take a look at a shocking and bizarre discovery in the New River Valley today. We're told Radford University students found at least 55 American robins dead on the ground this week. The Southwest Virginia Wildlife Center was able to save two birds, which are recovering well. And there's no word on the exact cause, but one idea is that they died from trauma.
That they ingested some type of fermented berry or a toxin, and then possibly that made them drunk. They fell to the ground, and the fall to the ground caused the injury and the death.
The Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources is investigating.
So now we have electrical charge. We have, was it that they, a predator was chasing them? They got confused and they got scared and they struck each other and they fell down to the dead. Was it a cold snap? Was it they ate some bad berries and they got poisoned? Was it, it's like the list gets longer and longer and longer and longer. Garvin said they fell to the ground and the fall to the ground caused injury to their death. Now, it's an interesting note that when I was doing research on this article, there was one reporter said, well, here is, they said, we don't know what it is definitively, but we know what it's not. And in the article, they said, we know that it's not 5G and we know that it's not aliens. And I'm like, now, why would you even put that? That's interesting to me. Again, I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying that is there so much theories of it centered around that they have to actually put that in the article to say, hey, We don't know what this is, but we know that it is definitely, indefinitely, it is not this and it's not that. Now, I want to take you, again, I said this has been going on for a while, but this, I remember back in July of last year, we reported on this. There was, y'all remember this? There was this mystery plague. They called it a mystery plague, and it had killed countless birds, and it had spawned across 9 states in America. Large numbers of birds were reportedly dropping dead from a, quote, mysterious disease throughout much of the eastern half of the United States.
Well, biologists are baffled at what is killing birds across several states in the country, including Ohio.
Several birds across central Ohio, like this one, are dying for unknown reasons, an unknown disease.
New information this morning about the unexplained increase in sick and dying songbirds in multiple states.
Concern continues to grow about a mysterious illness affecting songbirds all across the Midwest. Conservation officials say the strange disease has not been detected in...
After reports of sick and dying songbirds, but it's not just happening there. Cases have been reported in Kentucky and Ohio as well.
You may have noticed, have you seen any birds around that have been dying? Wildlife officials say it's become a big problem. Mysterious deaths of birds all over, including right here in Pennsylvania and Delaware. So many of our counties, people are finding these dead birds in 27 different counties just in Pennsylvania.
An illness linked to a mysterious medical condition. Experts don't know if this can be passed to people or pets.
Information tonight on reports that songbirds in central Indiana are dying off because of a mysterious illness. Conservation officers tell us it's happening in other states too. And now we've heard similar reports coming from Ohio, Kentucky, even Washington, D.C. Wildlife officials say they can't really figure out what's going on.
But over the last few weeks, bird watchers have noticed something strange.
Eye crustiness, eye discharge, and swollenness in the eyes, as well as neurological symptoms.
There have been links to maybe pesticide or herbicide uses, or this could be a disease that we're not familiar with. You know, they have tested negative for avian influenza. They've tested negative for West Nile virus.
And he says if you find a dead songbird, best not to touch it. Right now, they just don't know if what's killing the birds can be passed on to humans.
Jin hopes they find answers soon.
Sad, really sad, you know. It's birds in nature.
All new tonight, birds across the region are dying from something. And as bird watchers grow concerned, 7 News reporter Stephanie Grindley met with the West Virginia DNR.
A mysterious illness is killing birds in Kentucky.
A mysterious illness in birds has now been reported here in central Kentucky. The Department of Fish and Wildlife is now asking people in Madison County to take down their feeders as they try to learn more about what's killing these animals.
It's devastating. It's potentially devastating.
The concern for bird lovers is growing.
Once I start hearing large numbers like that, it sounds like we have some sort of a credible epidemic on our hands, and people should take it seriously.
But now Kentucky Fish and Wildlife says this unknown illness has been reported in our area. The states reporting the illness have also recently expanded to include Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania.
If it's spreading as quickly as it is,
Virginia, Maryland, and the D.C. metro area started to see strange cases around the end of May. Berkeley and Jefferson County is where West Virginia is seeing birds keel over since the start of June. Swollen, crusty eyes, blindness, and head tilts, and one more thing.
And they've all been juvenile birds, which is interesting. And that kind of tracks with what other states are seeing.
Throughout all her years here at the Ohio Wildlife Center, interim executive director Stormy Gibson says she's never seen a disease quite like this. Since the start of this month, the center has identified multiple cases of an unknown illness in songbird species across central Ohio, the symptoms of which include a white crust in birds' eyes, leading to blindness, as well as damage to their nervous system, leaving them unable to fly.
And eventually, death. This blue jay was found in West Akron, but the cause of death is not known.
The disease has also been identified in several states, including Virginia, Delaware, Maryland, Indiana, and West Virginia. Now, there have been several theories that cicadas infected with pesticides may be causing these symptoms in birds, but biologists and wildlife experts say this is all merely speculation because the disease is popping up in states where cicadas aren't even present.
Local for you in Columbus, I'm Jonathan Jackson, NBC4.
Health reporter Stephanie Stahl talked to one of the lead investigators about this troubling situation. Stephanie?
Well, Yuki, in the past 2 days, there have been 160 reports of dead songbirds in Pennsylvania. We want to let you know we have pictures of some of the dead birds that are being investigated.
The dead and sick songbirds are all young with swollen, crusty eyes and have neurologic symptoms.
Some of them have head tremors where they're unable to stand. We were shocked.
Dr. Scott Weber, a wildlife expert at Penn Vet, says this is impacting many common backyard birds like blue jays. The mysterious bird illness first reported in Washington, D.C., has spread up the mid-Atlantic and into the Midwest. There are hundreds of reports.
The bird disease of unknown origin brings about a quick death. Even if the infected bird were still alive by the time it comes to the center, Jordan says euthanasia would be their only option.
Well, it's hard. It really is. There's no hope for these guys. It is scary in a way because we went through this with West Nile virus back in the early 2000. That was a very frightening situation. And we had our freezers full of dead birds and no one knew what was going on.
The illness has been reported in Maryland, Washington, D.C., Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Indiana.
Now, again, this is why I said a while ago that could this mystery disease be what has now leaped and jumped from the United States, and now it's going and it's going to other countries. Don't know. I can't prove it to you. But I'm going to show you another theory from the Bible that's very intriguing in just a second. Quote, I want to read this. If authorities are unable to find a solution, will this plague eventually spread across the entire nation again outside of the United States? I'm just scanning down this. Again, when you start reading this, experts are very concerned because birds play a huge role in the ecosystem. And there was many individuals that had been writing into these certain reporters and these certain news outlets, and they were saying, you know, for years and years, I go out to my backyard and I feed the red birds, or I feed the bluebirds, or I feed the finches, or I feed the birds in general. I lay bird feeds. And I've noticed that we're just not seeing any birds. They're nowhere to be found. They're nowhere around. It's quiet. It's eerie quiet. And I'm not seeing certain birds show up anymore. Now, guys, let me know in the comment section below if this is something that you're still noticing where you live. Is there a normal amount of birds in where you live? Are you a bird feeder, a bird watcher, whatever? And if you are, let me know in the comment section below on Facebook Live, on Rumble, on YouTube. Again, I'm not saying this is what's causing this. I'm saying that this is a known thing that's been going on since July. And birds dropping dead has really been prevalent since 2011. So we're talking 12 years now this has been going on. Now, I want to leave today's, this podcast with, I want to show you a verse of scripture. Now, of course, this is going to be laughed and scoffed at by the scientific community and by the wildlife experts and by the biologists and by anyone in those fields. But I think it's intriguing, and I think it's interesting to ponder on, and that is in the book of Hosea, chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, the prophet warned the children of Israel that the sins of their land would eventually end up with repercussions. And one of those repercussions is because of the bloodshed that would be spilled upon the land, the innocent blood, because of swearing, lying, killing, stealing, adultery. Well, let's just call it what it is. because since no other preacher, and most preachers don't even preach on this anymore, we used to call that in old biblical times sin, S-I-N. The Bible calls it sin. You know what the Apostle Paul said would disqualify you according to his writings in the book of Corinth? And he says, be not deceived, for the ungodly shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And he gives you a list of sins that will keep you out of the kingdom. And it's ironic. Paul gives us a list in his writings, and we, most preachers, won't even preach on it behind pulpits. It's amazing. Paul was trying everything he could to keep people out of hell and get them into the kingdom by his letters that he wrote. But now, fast forward, we come to 2022, and we have to twist the arm of preachers to get them up and to preach and warn people in their congregation of the dangers of hellfire and what can keep them out of the kingdom of God. So again, let me go back to this. Hosea. Here the word, this is Hosea 4, 1 through 3. Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. I said the inhabitants of the land. Well, this was only for the children of Israel. Baloney. I don't have time. Listen, I'm not going to spend an hour to elaborate on this, but every nation, every habitation that defies God, revolts against God, sheds the blood of the innocents, revolts against his commandments, and does things to bring judgment upon their land is in the same category. God is no respecter. Listen, he is not going to judge Israel and give America a free pass. Oh, listen, I'm going to preach it anyway, if I can get some help in here. He's not going to condemn Israel and give Mexico a free pass. He's not going to condemn Israel and give England a free pass. Now, why did I say England and Mexico? Because just so I can clarify, so people don't think I'm targeting certain ethnicities, those were the locations where some of these birds were falling dead. That's why. Hear the word of the Lord, O you children of Israel. For the Lord brings a charge against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth. I said there's no truth. There's no absolutes. What is truth is for you is not truth for me. We no longer look for truth. We don't want the truth. We don't want to hear the truth. And we revolt against the truth. The truth comes from the word of Almighty God. There is no truth or mercy or knowledge of God in the land. And if you don't think that we are slowly in America losing, again, I'm speaking to Americans today because I'm American. If you don't think America is slowly losing truth, mercy, and knowledge of God in the land, wake up. Look around, look at statistics. Follow our podcast. Listen to many of the messages we've done. Listen to the segments we've done where we have shown you statistics of the percentage of young adults that believe in God, the percentage of individuals that no longer believe in God, the statistics of the individuals that now believe in atheism and agnosticism and have turned to New Age and mysticism and witchcraft and sorcery. And they don't believe. And then you've got a whole group of individuals that claim to be Christians that don't believe in the working of the Holy Spirit. They don't believe in hell. Listen, I've got, and I hope he's listening today to this podcast. Stop emailing me and trying to send me books to convince me that hell doesn't exist. Because if you send me that stuff, I'm just going to tell you, I've got a file and it's called file 13, and I'll just throw it right in that file. Jesus preached and spoke about hell, and so will I. It is not mythology. It is not an allegory. It is not a parable. There is a literal burning hell, where there is darkness, where there is outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, and the worm dieth not. And it was created for the devil and his angels and for those who revolt and reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery. The land, guys, the land has come under a curse in Hosea 4 because of these sins and the wickedness and the immorality and the revolt against God. They break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Do I really need to elaborate on America on bloodshed upon bloodshed? Therefore, the land will mourn. When Cain slew Abel, God said, the blood of your brother cries out from the earth. In the original Hebrew, your Bible says blood. In the original Hebrew, there's a plural tense, S, bloods, your brother's bloods, plural tense, cries out from the earth. Why was it plural? Because it wasn't just Abel's blood crying out from the dirt and from the ground. It was all the seed that would have ever came from Abel. God is a generational God. So listen to me. Oh, y'all don't want to hear me preach this. So every innocent child that is murdered in America, it's not just that child's blood that's crying out from the land. It's every seed that would have ever came from that child. Generationally speaking. And if you think that any nation can continue to kill, 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 murder, 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 and shed the blood of innocents, and there not be repercussions, and God turned a blind eye, then friends, you are not reading the same Bible. And chances are, if you're mad and this stirs you up and this is inflammatory to you and this is offensive to you, that is probably a good indicator that you have already been tainted with another gospel and another Jesus that Paul warned about. And friends, I don't have time to talk about it. I've talked about other podcasts and other segments. We have new translations of the Bible that has removed a vengeful, a judging, they've removed God as judge and jury. They have created a God in their own image. They have created a God out of their likeness and not his likeness. And they've created a God that is always loving and always turns a blind eye. He's never going to judge. He's never going to get angry. He's never going to discipline or correct. And again, we have to have the whole gospel. So this is why people get offended. They don't want to hear preaching like this. But let me go back to this. I got to finish this. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beast, plural tense, of the field. Listen to this. And the birds of the air and even the fish of the sea will be taken away. Whoa. Did you hear that? People, beast, birds, fish will be taken away. And did you know, consequently, I know we're talking about the birds in this segment, but did you know that we talked about this in other segments. Do you realize, we talked about this in one of our podcast segments. Have you noticed how many people are dying? Every time you turn around, boom, 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 boom. Fish washing up on shores all over the place. And again, scientists baffled, marine biologists baffled, experts baffled. And they have a whole plethora of theories. It could be this, it could be that, it's this, it's that, it's this. I'm just saying, guys, that to me, it's intriguing that the prophet warned that any nation that has built a foundation on the shedding of innocent blood, wickedness, immorality, and revolt against the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there will be consequences. Even in the book of Romans 8, guys, it talks about the whole earth travails and it groans in labor pains. Do you know one of the reasons why it's groaning and it's travailing? It's because of the bloodshed of the innocent. The blood is shed and it's seeping into the ground. I know this is too deep for some of y'all, and you think I'm a quack and you think I'm a nut. And listen, some publication will get a hold of this and it's one of those right-wing nut jobs. And he has just lost his mind. Listen to what he's saying. And that's all right, because listen, I got news for you too, sir or ma'am or whoever you are. I don't care what organization you are in, whatever synonyms that you are part of or the abbreviations or acronyms of your organization that you're a part of. My Bible says that when this King of Kings and Lord of Lords comes back and sets up his kingdom, my Bible says that every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. So that means you are going to bow and you are going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, whether you like it or whether you don't. So I don't really care what you think about me or say about me at the end of the day. I'm going to keep preaching the way I preach and keep teaching the way I teach, because I have a responsibility as a minister called by God, and I will have to answer to him and not you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So guys, listen to me. I know this is a little bit different. And you say, man, you're stirred up today, Brother Ricky. Yes, I am. Because again, we guys have got to acknowledge this stuff. We've got to be informed of this stuff so we know how to pray. And 2 Chronicles 7:14, my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sins and wicked ways. Interesting, he says, then shall I hear from heaven and then shall I heal their land. Heal their land. Why would a nation, why would your land need to be healed? Hello, because of the sins of the people, the sins of the land. That's why it needs to be healed. That's why we honestly, guys, we need another great awakening. We need another great revival. I pray and I hope to God that we see it in my lifetime or my kids' lifetime. I don't know, but I'm going to continue to pray and I'm going to continue to believe until we see it, or the Lord comes back, or we're taken out of here. Whatever it is, we must be prepared to endure until the end. Endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Guys, again, get the app. It's free. Apple Store, Play Store. Type in Endtime Headlines, download it, get our free podcast, get all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Push yes to push notifications. You're going to not miss a single headline. And as always, guys, we want to give you the opportunity, if you've not prayed about becoming a monthly partner and a supporter of our ministry. Again, we operate out of partners, out of the generous giving and partnership of partners like you to be able to operate and do what we do on a weekly basis. If this ministry feeds you, it equips you, it informs you, and encourages you on a week-to-week basis, we want to encourage you to pray about becoming a monthly partner or doing whatever the Lord puts on your heart. And you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you can make that out to End Time Headlines right there on your screen, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia 30655. As always, guys, thank you so much for taking the time out here today live on Facebook and watching. Don't forget to share this. If you're watching by Rumble or YouTube, on the rebroadcast of this or whatever rebroadcast of this you're watching from, whatever platform, again, don't forget to subscribe, hit the bell for push notifications, and save the link and share it to others, neighbors, loved ones, family, coworkers, whatever, that need to hear what's going on in the world and Let them know, hey, we want to give you information from a biblical perspective and prove to you that the Word of God is true and it can be trusted, and that the Lord is near even at the door. And I leave you with Luke 21, 28. When you begin to see these things coming to pass, all these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. God bless you guys. We're going to sign off for today. We'll be back on Friday. Until then, may the Lord bless you. May He keep you. May His countenance shine upon you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.